Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a company that's been making some serious waves in the critical minerals space, United States Antimony Corporation, ticker symbol UME. If you're into industrial materials or looking for exposure to the basic materials sector, this is one stock you'll want to pay attention to. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their recent performance, valuation, and more. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get into it. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. United States Antimony Corporation, or USAC, isn't exactly a household name, but it plays a vital role in some pretty important industries. Based in Thompson Falls, Montana, this company has been around since 1968, focusing on the production and sale of antimony, silver, gold, and zeolite products. They've got operations in the US and Canada, and their products are used in everything from flame retardants to ammunition and even agricultural barriers. With only about 60 full-time employees, they're a small player, but they're punching above their weight, especially with the recent surge in demand for critical minerals. Let's take a closer look at who they are and what they bring to the table. So what exactly does USAC do? Well, their business is split into a few key segments. The big one is antimony, a critical mineral used in a range of applications like batteries, ceramics, and as a flame retardant in plastics and textiles. Then there's their precious metals segment, dealing with silver and gold, and finally zeolite, which is used in things like water filtration and agriculture. Their operations are primarily in North America, with a strong focus on the United States market. What's interesting here is their positioning in the critical minerals space. Antimony, in particular, is getting a lot of attention as geopolitical tensions rise and supply chains for these materials become a national security concern. With a market cap of around $1.13 billion and a current stock price of $7.87, they're not a giant, but they've got room to grow if they play their cards right. Let's talk money, specifically revenue. For fiscal year 2025, USAC reported an absolutely staggering jump in revenue, up 163% year-over-year to $39.26 million compared to $94 million in 2024. That's massive growth, and it's no wonder the stock has been climbing. Breaking it down by segment, antimony is the star of the show, bringing in about $35 million, or roughly 90% of total revenue. Zeolite contributed $3.36 million, and precious metals added a smaller slice at $519,902. Geographically, the vast majority, about $38.12 million, came from the United States, with Canada making up the rest at $1.14 million. This tells me USAC is heavily reliant on the domestic market and antimony as their bread and butter. That's great for now, but it also means they're exposed if demand for antimony dips or if there's any disruption in the US market. Now, let's move to earnings. The headline from their Q4 and full year 2025 results is a mixed bag. On one hand, that revenue growth of 163% is incredible. On the other hand, profitability is still a challenge. They reported a quarterly loss of 4 cents per share, missing consensus estimates of 2 cents in earnings. For the full year, net income was negative at about 434 million millis, translating to a loss of 4 cents per share. Compare that to 2024, where they lost $1.73 million, or 2 cents per share, and you can see the losses widened despite the revenue boom. The key takeaway here is that while they're growing top-line revenue at an insane pace, they're struggling to turn that into bottom-line profits. Operating expenses and investments seem to be eating into margins, which is something to watch going forward. Diving into the financial statements, let's look at the bigger picture. On the balance sheet, USAC ended 2025 with $30.49 million in cash and cash equivalents, a solid increase from $18.17 million in 2024. Total assets jumped to $153.93 million from $34.64 million, which shows they've been deploying capital, likely into growth initiatives. Total liabilities are relatively low at $12.97 million, and their current ratio of 5.38 indicates they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. However, retained earnings are deeply negative at $45.49 million, reflecting years of accumulated losses. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow was negative at $969 million for 2025, a sharp decline from a positive $2.22 million in 2024. They also spent heavily on property, plant, and equipment, about $27.81 million, which explains the negative free cash flow of $37.5 million. This kind of spending could be a sign of aggressive expansion, but it's also a drag on cash in the short term. All right, let's talk valuation. At a current price of $7.87, USAXI's market cap sits at $1.113 billion. But here's the kicker. Their price-to-sales ratio is sky-high at 31.96, and their price-to-earnings ratio is negative due to those losses. Enterprise value is around $122 billion, factoring in debt and cash. Looking at forward PE ratios for 2026 and beyond, analysts are projecting a wide range with an average forward PE of 138.5 for 2026, dropping to more reasonable levels like 14.08 by 2028. This suggests the market expects significant improvement in earnings over the next few years, but right now, the stock looks expensive relative to current fundamentals. For long-term investors, the question is whether that revenue growth can translate into sustainable profits to justify this valuation. Let's break down USC through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their positioning in the critical minerals market, especially with antimony, is a huge plus. Demand for these materials is only growing as industries like tech and defense ramp up needs. They've also got a strong cash position and low debt, with a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.0013, giving them financial flexibility. On the weaknesses side, profitability remains elusive. Negative net income and high operating costs are red flags. Their heavy reliance on antimony and the U.S. market also creates concentration risk. For opportunities, the geopolitical landscape could work in their favor. Think supply chain reshoring and government support for domestic critical mineral production. Plus, their recent $354 million in new antimony contracts for 2025 signals strong future demand. Threats include commodity price volatility, potential regulatory changes, and competition from larger players or international suppliers. Overall, USAC has a unique niche, but they've got to turn growth into profits to really shine. Let's take a look at recent performance. If we pull up the chart, UAMI has been on a wild ride. Over the past year, the stock is up an incredible 334.71%, and over 5 years, it's gained 345.18%. That's massive outperformance compared to the broader industrial materials industry, which is up 97.69% over 1 year. However, zoom in closer, and there's some volatility, down 20.28% in the past month alone, though it's up 25.68% over 3 months and 67.95% over 6 months. Short term, I think we could see some consolidation after that monthly dip, but the long-term trend is clearly bullish. If you're considering a position, keep an eye on support levels around $7. If it holds, we might see a pushback toward recent highs. Now, let's dig into intrinsic value to see if the stock is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow model with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth over 5 years, we can get a sense of what USAC might be worth based on future cash flows. The challenge here is their negative free cash flow in 2025 dollars, $37.5 million, which makes projections tricky. However, with revenue growth and planned contracts, there's potential for improvement. Based on the calculations, the intrinsic value comes out to around 24 cents per share, compared to the current market price of $17.87. That's a huge disconnect, suggesting the stock is significantly overvalued right now. Keep in mind, though, that DCF models are highly sensitive to assumptions, and if USAC can flip to positive cash flow with their new contracts, this number could shift dramatically. For now, it's a cautionary signal for value investors. So, what's the bottom line on United States Antimony Corporation? Look, there's a lot to like here. Explosive revenue growth, a strong position in a critical industry, and massive upside potential if they can capitalize on geopolitical trends. But the lack of profitability, high valuation multiples, and negative cash flow are real concerns. For long-term investors, this could be a speculative play if you believe in the critical minerals story and their ability to execute. For me, I'd want to see margins improve and cash flow turn positive before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on UAME, or are you waiting for a pullback? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, take care and invest smart.